Welcome to Parc Gerry in Montreal, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ken Rudolph. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Pappas. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Milt Pappas. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Boots Day. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting third. The left fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Stoneman. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Bill Stoneman. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal takes first base on ball four. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cardenal moves to second. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jorgensen. The throw from Rudolph and he is out, Kessinger applying the tag. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton takes first base on ball four. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fairley for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hunt reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops it up and throws to first, with Stoneman covering, for the out. Munday moves to second. Two outs. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. the Expos will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops it up and throws to first, with Pappas covering, for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger bunts towards first. Jorgensen scoops it up and throws to first, with Hunt covering, for the out. Pappas moves to second. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cardenal takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pappas scores. Cardenal moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman hits a fly ball into right field. Fairley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cardenal tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to third. Santo moves to second. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Santo scores. Monday moves to second. It's 4-0, Cubs. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 0 for 1 in the game. Rudolph hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stoneman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Breeden pinch hits for Bill Stoneman. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0 for 1 in the game. Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. John Strohmeyer now pitching. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pappas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Cardinal strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-0, Cubs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Singleton strikes out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. Fairley hits a line drive into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Santo strikes out. McCarver drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Santo out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Monday strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-1 in the game. McCarver hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 0-for-2 in the game. Rudolph hits a fly ball into right field. Fairley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pappas hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Woods pinch hits for John Strowmeyer. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0 for 2 in the game. Day hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman fields the ball and throws to Pappas covering. Safe. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tom Walker now pitching. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Williams hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hunt reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hickman hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops it up and throws to first, with Pappas covering, for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 2 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops it up and throws to first, with Pappas covering, for the out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0 for 2 in the game. McCarver hits a fly ball into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops it up and throws to first, with Walker covering, for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey juggles the ball. That's an error on Bailey. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 0 for 3 in the game. Rudolph strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 2 in the game. Foley hits a fly ball into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pappas strikes out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Cardenal hits a fly ball into right field. Fairley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Ferry pinch hits for Tom Walker. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Day hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pappas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Singleton hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Montreal Expos, 0. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.